Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I don't know if you guys plunked down on Thanksgiving and watched the old Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but it sounds like a lot of people did. Just shy of 35 million watchers across NBC and Peacock.
That parade got me hyped, though.
Really?
Like, it was so good. When Busta came out and did Look At Me Now, I was like,
Mr.
Hold my
Busta
turkey.
Was there?
It was
Mr.
so
Rhymes.
Good. It was so good. And then he had the Ninja Turtles up on the stage with him.
I can't believe I missed it.
It was so good.
Like, what were the Ninja Turtles doing?
They were just dancing. Dude, you know that
go
song,
Ninja,
Look At
go.
Me Now. Hey, I'm making paper.
Why are they? Like, but that has nothing
Leonardo.
To do with the Ninja Turtles.
I was like, what do the two have in common? I have no idea.
Is there a new movie?
But I needed this in my life. Like, I don't know.
I don't even think so.
I still don't know how Busta Rhymes is associated with the Ninja Turtles.
They're just pals.
It made my whole life.
What else was good about it?
It was so good. What was the other song?
Because you know my stance on parades.
Like, yeah, no, I think Baby Bash came out and sang Butterfly. There was a...
Were
there
the
was
Rockettes
another
there?
One too. I don't even care about the Rockettes. It was like a millennial
dream.
It was so good. Like
Shaggy was there, right?
Shaggy, that's who it was. Yeah. So it was just like the songs that they had, and then the best part about it was like the NBC people for the parade.
Yeah.
Were totally getting down.
Really?
So when Busta Rhymes like, "Look at me now," they're like, "Look at me now." Like it was so.
Oh, they're
good.
So hip.
The best
so
part
good.
For me was when I turned it off.
Oh no, this parade. You
parades
wanted to watch
are
this
stupid.
Parade. This. Parade was worth it.
It was one giant advertisement.
It was so good.
One giant advertisement.
And I ate it up.
Well, you know what? This is why they do it. For people like you.
Again, it was a millennial's dream. The amount of people I was messaging on Instagram about that parade and how we were, because I put something up where I was like, I didn't know I needed this in my life. And so many people were like, same. This made my whole day. Like, almost burnt the stuffing because I was watching Busta.
Like, I love this for you.
It was great.
I love
it
this
so
for
good.
You.
This
so is
good.
Why they do it for people like you. So. I don't know if that's a cut down or not.
No, I'll take it.
Is that a jab?
I'll take it.
I don't know what that is. Here's a definite jab. Josh has something in common with Kim Kardashian, believe it or not. In the latest episode of The Kardashians, Kim Kardashian is shown there with her doctor in the doctor's office, who expresses concerns about some recent brain scans. He says he sees a series of holes in her scans, which indicate low brain activity. Just like Josh.
Smooth brain over here?
Yeah. It's all frontal lobe stuff, so anyway.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not
like,
true.
For what it's worth, I saw the video, and Kim looked like she was experiencing low brain activity while the doctor was explaining the situation.
Her reaction was
just
so...
kind of like...
They cut to her, and she goes, "That can't be." Yeah. And I was like, well...
That's her quote. "That can't be. I just can't. Not accepting."
Oh,
I got to get on a plan to really figure this out, is what she said. So anyway,
it's called going to school.
That's crazy though that you guys have stuff in common, or you and Kim at least, Josh.
Yeah,
with the low brain activity.
Oh, ouch, that hurts, Jer.
That's a little harsh, but
words hurt, buddy.
I thought you were talking about his booty for a second. I was like,
yeah, buddy,
yeah.
I'm on that.
You got a bubble booty. Too,
I'm on that Kim K diet.
You definitely got that bubble booty. Got that bubble booty over there. Well, thoughts and prayers to you and Kim, Josh.
Thank you, man. We're working on it.
Do you have Broncos stuff?
We will find a cure. Yes, we do. Obviously, the Broncos beat the Washington Commanders last night in overtime, 27-26. We have the final call here, Jer, that I do want to play.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Tell
Let's
me when.
That.
Point at me. Go 1, 2, 3.
Right now.
Okay, go.
That's not it.
That's not it. Was it the one labeled
1, 2, 3?
Broncos.
Go.
Bo Nix?
I have Broncos win and then Bo Nix.
I don't have that one.
That's okay. So we won't talk about that. Anyway, the Broncos win 27-26. It was a gunslinging day yesterday as Bo Nix went 29 for 45. Marcus Mariota, who was in place for the other injured quarterback, threw 28 of 50 with two touchdowns, both had an interception. Broncos do pull out the final win. Bo Nix had an incredible touchdown pass in the second quarter to Cortland Sutton where his knee almost hit the ground.
He
barely got the pass off. This is Bo Nix now talking about that and what he says, Jeremy.
Okay. I think I have this
instantly
one.
Made me think of you, and you need to listen to this.
All right, here we go.
From my perspective, it just kind of feels like you're floating for a second, but I was obviously a little bit, close to being down, but, stayed up just long enough, and he did a great job. He started on the other side of the field and ran all the way to the other side, so he just scrambled with me and got open, and in a game like that, that's the – we literally talk about game of inches, but it really is, comes down to an inch or two every once in a while.
They
game of inches. And I love that he ran from one end of the field,
to the other.
Generally how it
works.
Like
that's funny.
Bo was doing this press conference last night, and I was like, this is Jeremy. This is literally Jeremy.
Game of inches. You know, you got to take the ball from one end to the other.
Got to score more points.
Those points. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about how many points are on the board.
You make fun of it, and I was like, he hit everything.
Everything.
Yeah,
I'm gonna save that for
you. Should
well,
you
game
need
of
to.
Inches, Jer.
The game of inches part.
We literally talk about game of inches, but you know it really is. You know, comes down to an inch or two every once in a while.
And he even says comes down to it. Oh, it just comes down to it. I was like, this is I'm watching Jeremy right now in his football pads and his eye black. I was like, that is Jeremy.
That's it.
That's pretty. I'm glad Sports. That made you so happy. Like you're beaming over there. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Really does.
Yeah, it does.
Game of
life.
That's
what she said. All right.
Yeah, for
what
sure.
else you got, Katie?
Okay. We have all heard about this on I-70, that 50-car pileup in the high country. Now,
terrifying.
Apparently, it was like two separate accidents, too, but really just caused things to shut down up there. I just want to point out that, again, CDOT has a new part of their website that is completely dedicated to I-70 travel. So if you're heading up there, if you're looking to make a trip over to the western side of the state, or whatever it is, you can know before you go. But also, while you're up there, they can give you real-time travel alerts. And they're really touting this thing because, as we know, driving up in the mountains is unlike any other highway in the state. I mean, the rules don't apply up there. It's like a whole different planet as far as the weather goes. So I just love that they really made it so it's easier to navigate when you're traveling up there. So people need to start using it because I imagine if at least 25 of these cars knew that it was, you know, like it was up there, maybe they would have stayed put a little bit longer.
Maybe, you know? Still scary stuff.
Yeah, you got to respect that weather up in the mountains because don't play. It don't play. This is good news for folks here in Colorado because did you hear about Frasca Food and Wine?
Tell me now.
It's a restaurant in Boulder, an Italian restaurant that is, I haven't been able to go there, but the pictures of their food, whoo, I'm like, anything I've ever seen. They've been named number 27 for the 100 best restaurants in the world in this century. So Rob Report is the one that did it. They're a luxury lifestyle publication, and they released this list of 100 best restaurants, and they were chosen by hundreds of chefs, restaurateurs, sommeliers, diners, and more. So there was a lot of people coming together to make this list, and I love that we have number 27 on it.
How expensive
Shout
is this place?
Oh, it's expensive.
I think their prices just went up.
Exactly. No, it's definitely expensive. But again, like if you're into that, like where food is a luxury for you, where food is an experience.
How big are the
like,
portions, though? This,
and that's it. Fine dining, you don't get big portions.
One almond.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get big
drizzle.
Portions.
This with an almond drizzle.
With fine dining, like each bite packs a punch. And that's the whole, you know, reasoning behind it. So,
I went to Perry's over the break again.
You get it?
For that. Pork chop.
I mean, that pork chop's as big as your head, though, so that's a difference.
You're an idiot if you don't go get that pork chop at Perry's.
Yeah, at least once, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's a big portion.
Make my way over there. Hey, you know who wants to make sure that everybody gets something to eat this time of year?
Chef Boyardee.
A woman named Christina, who made a Thanksgiving spread for her backyard squirrels.
Oh.
I know, I think what? This is so funny. Yeah, Christina says so she regularly feeds the squirrels. She lives in Inglewood, and she usually gives them an assortment of mixed nuts, but she goes really big for the holidays, and the reason this is making local news is because the spread is ridiculous, and there's some video of these squirrels munching down on all of this food, and it's like peanut butter, banana, and walnut pancakes garnished with pecan crumble, peanut butter, banana, and walnut quesadillas, banana slice.
She does this for the squirrels?
For the squirrels. She says it takes her like 2.5 hours to set up this big spread. She's got grapes cut in half, like all kinds of stuff lined up for
all
the squirrels.
Not too big so they don't choke.
And again, the video of these squirrels smiling as they eat is why it's made the local news.
Well, that's the rabies. It's
the rabies and the walnuts. But she even fed them pecan pie. So they did get a Thanksgiving
That's
staple that
squirrels.
We get to enjoy. But she says that she wants to make sure that everybody has something big. And she says every living being deserves to feel love. And that's my way of
sharing it.
It is kind of nuts. And it's funny because like usually when people are in their backyards talking to squirrels, they make the local news for a completely different reason.
Cuckoo nuts.
Exactly. So she's finding, you know, her fame in a different way. And she's giving back, and I love it. So just wanted to give a shout out to Christina. Her. There we go. And for the fifth year in a row, Boulder students have helped name the city's snowplow fleet.
Oh, yes. These are always so good.
They're so funny. So they went from pre-K through 12th grade for Boulder students there, and then they got to submit their favorite names, and then they all voted on their favorites and whatnot, and then the city picks the winners based on the entries. So they picked quite a few because there's a lot of snowplows that they need to name, so there's not just one, but some of the mentions, which I thought were hilarious. Life of a Snow Girl, one.
Oh, that's funny.
Snow Worries, two. Mm. Austin Plowers.
Okay, that one's got my vote. Like
and Sleep
that one sounds
Dreams.
Naughty.
I know, Austin
Plowers.
Plowers?
Yeah. I'm going to use that line on a Friday night.
Do I make you snowy, baby? Oh, Sleep boy. Dreams is Sleep. In there as well. I just love when they do this, too. I think it's fun. And the kids who like got the winning name, they were able to take pictures in front of the snow plows that got their name and stuff. So it's something they'll remember forever. But it says the fifth year, so there were some like number fives paying homage as well, just... You know, different ways to acknowledge that it's the fifth year that they did this. But I hope they keep doing this because I think it's amazing.
It's
I think
just one of the dumbest things. But it makes you, it's like the dad jokes, you know? It's like Drew's dad. It's the dumbest thing. Sorry, Drew. But it just makes everybody like smile because it's just so silly.
It
and
does.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Like they Fast and Furious 5.
Come on.
Like
see?
Buzz Ice Clear.
Come on.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yes!
Like Slushy Maker. Flake Flinger 5. Like Snow 2D.
Oh, yes. There it is.
You like that?
And I then love it.
Cold Spot was another one as well. Frostosaurus was another one that took home a big title. So I just think it's great. It gets the kids to use their creativity, and it makes them excited about something that happens every year in their area. So, yeah. Yay! Go
well
kids.
Done, kiddos. Well done.